Hello, 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 and thank you for tuning in to this podcast channel from Wig Weave, the number 2 Natural Hair. I am your host, Natural Keisha, and this podcast channel can be followed on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at From Wig Weave, the number 2 Natural Hair. Today we have a very special guest. Guest, can you introduce yourself to the listeners, a little background about yourself and the type of business you perform?
Hello, my name is Adrienne. I am the founder of Inches by AG, which I started creating it about 10 years ago. I am from a small city in New York State, Syracuse. I am a nurse. I've been a nurse for 15 years, and I'm a parent of 2 wonderful children.
Awesome. Congratulations, and we need more nurses here, especially since we had this little pandemic that came through.
Right.
So I tip my hat off to you. I know you're working very hard.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. How did you first become interested in natural beauty products?
After purchasing products from the hair stores, stating that it would moisturize and grow your hair and, you know, whatever. I never see results. So I started my research on what would grow your hair and what you got to do to grow your hair and get your hair healthy. And that's what, you know, I decided that I would do my Inches by AG brand.
Awesome. We need more beauty brands out here, especially the ones that help with our type of hair.
Uh-huh.
Yes. What are your short / long-term goals for your business?
So I want to start with the long-term goal first. Like I said, I'm a nurse. I've been a nurse for 15 years. I've cared for patients with all types of diagnosis, but especially like my patients that are going through the cancer phase. My long-term goal, I would like to have, like at the end of their chemo session, I would like to donate like a little gift bag for them, including my oil, so that they can start their journey back over with growing their hair. You know, give them something to make them, you know, give them hope. That's what I want to do, like all around the world, to all like the cancer centers.
Yes, because those self-confidence can get very low after losing any type of hair, even if you're dealing with alopecia.
Uh-huh.
You know, that is one symptom that's out there that, you know, we lose our hair, you know.
Right.
Not just talking about, you know, the cancer patients losing their hair, but as we all know, when we look in the mirror, you know, we expect to see our hair. And once that hair is taken, our self-confidence level gets low.
Yes.
So that's
my long-term goal. My short-term goal, which will turn into a long-term, is to be recognized like worldwide. I want my products on like all the shelves, you know, worldwide.
Okay, great. Any other things?
I think that's it. Those are the 2 things I'm working on right now.
Okay. What was your first DIY and how did it go?
So the first and only thing that I have now is my my all natural growth serum. That's it's made of 28 ingredients.
Uh-huh.
After 10 years of trying this and trying that, I finally got it. I mean, I tried this with that and that this was right.
Uh-huh.
So after 10 years of trying it, I used it by myself and it worked. I gave samples to 5 people who were suffering from thinning edges, alopecia, shedding, and stunting their hair growth, and the results were astonishing. And that is the first and only thing that I've put out there, and it's just been going great.
Awesome. So you have testimonials and videos of that type?
Yep. All on Facebook and Instagram. Yes.
Awesome. Do you have samples for first timers?
I don't have samples, but what I've been doing is because I talk to the client before, you know, selling them the oil. And if it sounds like they're, and especially now with COVID, in certain situations and circumstances where they can't pay, I just give them the bottle. I just give it to them. A lot of free samples out. So, yes, I do.
All right. That is awesome. Bless your heart there.
Thank you.
You have such a caring heart. That is awesome.
Thank you.
What is your recipe development process, and where do you find the inspiration with work and your business and your own hair and the kids?
Well, luckily my kids are older. They're both one's in the Navy and one's in college, so I have a little more time to myself now. But I would have to say research is the recipe. I have researched, read articles, magazines, online, comparing this with that. I've also, talked to people with natural hair looking to go natural, getting information on what they look for in a natural hair care product. So that's what, yeah, that was my inspiration.
What are some hurdles an aspiring business owner like yourself might not be aware of?
You definitely have to have time. You have to have time. You have to put that time in. I would say time. You have to have time. Yeah, that's the main thing.
Which of your products, well, you only have one product, correct?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So out of your hair serum that you have, I know you love it.
Uh-huh.
I know you have tested it on yourself, so it's not tested on animals. It's tested on a human being.
Yes.
And you have seen great results also, huh?
I have. And I'm also working on, I'm going to have a shampoo, conditioner, and leave-in. I have the recipe for it. I've tested it. I just have to put it out there. So that'll be coming next. Everybody's asking when they purchase the oil, do you have the whole set? Because this oil is awesome. Imagine what it would be with the whole system. So I'm working on that right now.
Marvelous, marvelous. And I'm pretty sure you'll keep us updated on your pages there on social media.
Yes.
On the new product.
Yes, I will.
Yes, thank you. What kind of stories do you love hearing from your customers?
The before and after. I like the before and after stories. So before, speaking to some of my clients, there's clients that are going through, stressful situations, and they're just, looking for a way out. So my hair growth serum will, it has been working,
Yeah.
But before and after, I get calls in the middle of the night, and they send me pictures of the before and after. They're so excited at the outcome.
Yes. That's one thing I have noticed. The pictures plays a big part. You also, want to take those pictures as before the product or after the product, that way you can keep track on your growth process and if that oil is working or not.
Uh-huh. Right.
So pictures do play a big part in any product that you're putting on top of your hair.
Right. Yes.
What's the one piece of business advice you can pass on?
I say dream big and never give up. I'm still climbing. I'm not going to stop until I get to where I want to be. So just never give up.
Awesome. That is some great advice to treasure there. Never stop until you reach that point that you're aiming for.
Mm-hmm.
What's the biggest change you notice in the hair care industry in the past 10 years?
I have noticed that everyone wants to be natural right now. That is, it's so big right now. Everybody wants to get their original hair texture back. It's wonderful.
Yes, that it is.
Mm-hmm.
What's
so they want the relaxers and they want to, the chemicals, and they want to get back to their regular hair.
Yes, how that, this is what I woke up with.
Right.
What's been the most surprising thing about growing a product business?
There's always more to learn and add to your business. My serum started off with probably 18 ingredients, and the final product has 28. So me reading, I'm like adding on. I'm done now. But I'm adding on, to make it the very best that it could be.
Awesome, awesome. What's the most rewarding element of what you do?
Making my customers happy. Like I said, I get the calls and the pictures, and they're so excited about the results. So just making them happy, and just them knowing that they can come and talk to me. You know, if they have any issues or any questions, they can always call me.
Awesome. I like that customer service.
Uh-huh.
Yes. What tips can you give to people at home doing DIY for their hair care?
Read and research. Making sure that the ingredients that you work together. You don't want two ingredients that don't work together, and then you have a problem. So I would say read and research.
Yes, definitely read and research, because you want to make sure those oils are, just to say, those ingredients are capable with your hair type, because one that works for one may not work for you.
Right. Right. So you have to read and do the research.
What makes your hair care serum different from other similar hair serums that's out there in the market today?
There's a lot of all natural hair growth serums out there. I'm not knocking them. I can say that I mix and package mine with love. I put my all into it, and I'm thinking about the people that I'm going to help in the future. Me being a nurse, I'm always trying to help people, and this is the way that I can help beyond me being a nurse. This is the way that I can help the world,
Yes. Are you happy with what you have done so far?
I am. And I kind of keep to myself and kind of a loner. I mean, I have friends and stuff, but with COVID and me having time to think about, things, I said I'm going to do it. The world needs to hear me. The world needs to see what I have to offer, as far as the serum, the growth serum, and see if I can, change some lives.
Yes, most definitely. Put some smiles on that face and build up those self-confidence.
Yes.
What would you change, if any?
What would I change? I don't think I would change anything.
Awesome.
I don't think I would change a thing with what I'm, how I'm doing things now. Like I said, it takes time, but in the end, you feel good because you help somebody. I wouldn't change a thing. Wouldn't change things.
How do you know when you reach the right ideal for your product or a business?
You just feel like I felt it. If you're into it, if you're not just doing it just for the money, you'll know. You know, you'll feel when something is right. I mean, I get up in the middle of the night and write notes. I can be sleeping, I'll think of something, I'll get up and write notes. And so if you're really, you know, your heart is really in this, then you got it.
Yes, that is also correct. How do you plan on growing your business?
Starting with thank you so much for the podcast. I want to do pop-ups as soon as COVID-19 is died down. I want to travel to different cities and tell my story, and you know, so they can see a face with inches by AG, you know, and hear my voice and know my story. Like I said, I want to travel. I want to get like on radio stations. I just want to be heard worldwide.
Awesome. And you are so welcome. It is very delightful to have you here on the podcast channel to introduce to our listeners about your hair oil growth serum that you have.
Thank you.
How did you build your hair serum product business?
Well, I am, my sister Wanda has been like a guinea pig for me throughout the years, you know, trying this, but she's my number one cheerleader. She helps. I am the business team. It's just me right now. I have to figure out how I want to branch out. My sister would be my go-to, but she has her own business. So I just have to figure out, you know, how I want to branch out. But right now it's just me. And that's why I say like time, I have to, use a lot of time that I've put in to my business.
Awesome. Yes. Time and definitely patience.
Definitely.
It's just like this natural hair, you know, time and patience. I mean, nothing's going to happen overnight.
Right.
But we must believe in that product that we're using, check those ingredients, and use it consistently. That's another thing that a lot of us have a problem with. We don't use it consistently. So we always saying it doesn't work, but you get in what you put into it.
Right.
So that will be your results you will receive.
Exactly. And I also, with the serum, I give like a list of tips along with directions, which is to use the serum. You only need like a small amount to your scalp twice a week and do daily 5-minute massages. You know, drink water, take vitamins, make sure you have a silk scarf, and you know, don't pull your edges back too tight with you know, your hairstyles. And I tell them, you have to follow these directions. You can't use it here and there and think you're gonna get results. You have to follow them.
Yes. So just to give us a little bit more insight on the hair oil, what is the main ingredient that is used in that hair serum?
It is, I use carrier oils, coconut, I use shea, without giving all the ingredients. I use carrier oils and I use 15 essential oils, and everything is all natural.
Wow, that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's 28 ingredients in the bottle.
Awesome. So with this hair oil be appropriate for kid age? If so, what type of kid age would you say?
So I would say no kid below the age of 5, but there's a way that you can test. If you put a little serum on your inner arm, because people have used it for their kids younger than 5. If they can take a small amount and put it on their inner arm and do a 24-hour test. If they don't break out, then they're okay to use it.
Awesome. And would it be okay for males to use? I know it's okay for females to use because you're using it.
Yes, males purchase the oil too for their beard. My fiance had a spot on his beard, you know, bald spot. It has grown back in. You can use it for eyebrows. So yeah, men use it on their head if they're balding. You know, they apply a small amount to the bald spot, and it's been good.
That is also great. So it's like a family oil if you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Awesome. So, where can the listeners purchase and or follow you?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Inches by AG. And my website is Inches, InchesBYAGEE at squarespace.com. So you can purchase it through there. A lot of locals, they'll send me a message, and I do a lot of pop-ups too. Well, I'm working on, I just did one last Saturday, pop-ups around the city. Just make it easier for everybody to just come to one place. And I also, I ship worldwide. Sometimes I ship inner city because it's like too far of a drive, but I'll ship to them, you know, inner city. But yeah, so
yes. That's great. And will there be anything else you would like for our listeners to be aware of, or anything else you would like for the listeners to know?
I'm always available through Messenger. My email is on there if you have any questions. I do free consultations. And I'm here. You know, I try to stay stocked because I run out so fast. And like I said, eventually I'd like to grow, you know, my team to keep stocked because I do run out. But yeah, so I'm around. They can contact me, and I'll get right back to them.
Awesome. It's been very nice having you here on our podcast channel.
Thank you. Speaking
to our listeners and introducing your hair oil, Sharon. Please come back when you get that other new product. I'm here.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You have heard it from the one and only, the owner. Follow her, Inches by AG. AGEE.
Yes.
That is our time, guys. Thank you for listening. Please follow this podcast channel at From Wig Weave, the number 2, Natural Hair, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you would like to be a guest on this podcast channel, simply send an email to fromwigweave2natural@gmail.com. Please follow. Until then, that is our time, guys. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being on this podcast channel.
Thank you.
Bye, listeners.
Bye.